Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Time for other people's problems. Something bad is going on with this one again. She's chosen the Slacker and Steve secret name of Candy.
And she's got voice disguiser.
So let's find out what's happening and maybe how we can help. Candy?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yai.
What's going on?
Yai. I'm in a little bit of a pickle here. I don't know if I should tell my husband or not, but his brother, so my brother-in-law, my husband and I have been married a few years, and he is just so ridiculously flirty with me. It's now making me feel uncomfortable.
Ooh.
And it's really crazy because my brother-in-law, he is recently engaged and he lives on the same street as we do. And my husband and his brother are really, really close.
Of course.
Wait, does he only do it when the two of you are alone? I mean, are you alone with him or does your husband just not notice it or what?
Like, he does it more. It's more right. It's when my husband's not around. I mean, it's not like my brother-in-law and I are around each other alone a lot. But, you know, like if my husband goes to like leave the room or run to the store to get more beers or whatever, you know, he really ups his flirt game around me. And like, and this his fiance, you know, she has no clue. And like, sometimes if she is talking, he'll like look at me and like behind her back, roll his eyes at her. Like, you know, she doesn't, you know.
Are you sure, Candy?
Yep.
I mean, I think men often misinterpret flirting more than women do, but are you sure you're seeing what you think you're seeing?
I'm not joking and I'm not exaggerating. You know, if we have dinner and if he sits next to me or I've tried to like now shift around, you know, around the table, like, you know, when we're about to eat or whatever, like I'll just now move seats, but he would put his hand on my leg, like on my thigh.
He does, it's not just verbal, it's physical.
It's physical.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so he and your husband are close.
They're close brothers. They've always been very close. And so I'm like, I don't know if I should say something to my husband or just, you know, I don't want to create any more family drama, but it's really, I'm starting to lose a little bit of sleep over it.
Yeah, it's time. You did the right thing. It's time.
But is it time to do what? Talk to the dude who's flirting or tell her husband?
Uh-huh.
Everything.
I mean, it's time to blast everybody.
Oh, God.
It is. Candy, I'm sorry. I know the brothers are tight and then the brother-in-law is about to get married over here and you got this over there and this is happening. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Doesn't matter
anymore.
Just
go for it.
This is about you now, Candy. And yes, there's going to be collateral damage. Yes, no one's going to believe you at first. Yes, it's going to be bad, bad, bad. Doesn't matter. You're the victim here. You have to do something and you're doing it.
You say that you're the victim here thing a lot.
Yeah.
And this is like, honestly, I think the first time that's actually true.
Right.
Cause she is.
She is. And I know these types of things are in the eye of the beholder. He's probably thinks it's innocent flirting. You think you're being harassed.
You're not flattered at all. You're not attracted to him at all. You're not reciprocating. Cause
right. You're not giving bad signs or.
Why wouldn't he stop? If you're not reciprocating at all.
He's that guy.
Because
he's that shady, dirty guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. And I feel like I could just at any moment just snap and call him out on it in front of a bunch of people, you know, like, because that's, and then I'm sure he's going to turn it because he's that guy. He's going to turn around and be like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
You know, like, and that I'm the crazy one.
Yep.
But
exactly.
I'm treating
definitely like, I'll give you an example. Like, you know, he just lingers a little bit too long on those hugs,
yep.
You know, like when we all are around everybody, or he'll put his hand on my back, like if we're in a group talking, like, you know, he'll get me a beer or whatever. And his hand will just kind of go a little bit too low.
Oh, God.
Candy, even if that family was an affectionate family and they're always touching and feely and all that stuff, mm-hmm. still doesn't matter.
If she's uncomfortable, it's got
to
stop.
Now it's got to stop. So how now? How? Is it best for you to sit down with shady D-bag bro-in-law?
Well, I mean, you were ready to come in
blasting,
like, yeah, tell him,
tell
F
the husband,
off, tell the husband,
tell his parent, I would
the
tell
fiance.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea how to handle this, and if anybody else has been involved in something like this. I just need to know. And
where to start and how to...
There you go.
And how to have the least collateral damage.
Right, because this is going to wreck the family, at least at first probably,
absolutely.
Or disrupt the family.
Ugh.
But you got to keep in mind, he's doing this, not you. You're the one that's nice.
You're the victim in this. You said it, man.
And you've been really nice. I understand the predicament you're in. You don't want to cause ripples and waves in this family, but it's about you now, Candy.
But I hate to say this, Steve. You know how easy it is for the brother to go...
Sure.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
She's exaggerating all of this.
And it's going to happen.
That's his only recourse. That's all he can do.
And then because
he doesn't want to get caught.
Right. Yeah. And he's family. I mean, you're family too, but he's family.
Family.
So they're probably going to back him
first. Yeah. Oh, Candy, the road in front of you is ugh.
You got to be prepared.
Right. And I mean, we live on the same block.
And that's going to make it 10 times harder.
All right.
This isn't like the crazy uncle who lives out of town.
You're right.
I know there's other people who've been through this, so...
The creepy brother-in-law.
Let's see if we can get you some advice. Hang tight right there.
Oh,
I feel bad.
I'm dying. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. And Candy, she's got to endure all this. And that's just the beginning. The hate and suffering is about to begin when she makes it.
Because there's no way the guy's going to go, you're right, I should stop.
Exactly.
He's just not.
And her husband might kind of stick up for his bro.
He might.
Because
you said they've been together longer than she's been.
Right.
If you've been through the overly flirty family member, like brother, anything similar to this.
Ugh.
She's got to do something.
Because
she's used the words uncomfortable.
There it is.
Once you're uncomfortable... She deserves for that to stop.
Amen.
So if you were Candy, what would you do? Courtney?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What do you think?
I think Candy needs to find someone, whether it's her husband or someone really close in the family who can watch how the brother-in-law is interacting with her behind his back.
Be like
a
little...
witness, so she can bring it, you know, so she has someone, I saw how he was acting too with her. It's inappropriate.
Should she videotape it? Should she set him up?
Dang.
I mean, or just have somebody watch their normal interaction.
Someone,
she shouldn't.
Someone from his family, if she's close with, like, if he has a sister or something or a cousin, someone who they trust.
Yeah.
Maybe more than Candy because they're in the family. And if they could see how he's acting with her, then all of a sudden it's
valid.
A little bit more credible.
And then she's got it. She's got a witness.
Might know, like, my brother's a D-bag. I just never told you.
Wow.
He probably knows that about his brother, would be my guess.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not bad. Thank you.
That.
Get a witness. I mean, I wouldn't go in there alone because it's blood versus.
Yes. Good point.
Taryn.
Yay.
This has happened to you?
My brother-in-law, my ex-brother-in-law now, he's married to my ex-husband's sister.
Okay.
He would approach me all the time and tell me he was in love with me and he wanted me to move to Arizona with him. And he would send me messages through Facebook and text messages.
He wasn't even being subtle about it. He's putting it on the line saying, I want you.
Yeah, yeah. Telling me he was in love with me. And so I finally said, look, fool, you better stop this or I will show everyone your text messages and your Facebook messages.
Good for you.
And again. And then he moved his family out of state.
You made him flee the city.
I don't know. I don't know if it were me, if it was all me, but yeah.
Wait, and then you said
now I'm divorced from his brother-in-law.
Well, when you got divorced, did he swoop in then and try
one more time?
Yeah.
No, they're out of state, so no, it would never have happened.
Okay.
Good for you though for stepping up to him and going, "This ain't gonna happen.
Amen.
You better leave, or I'm gonna like rat you out."
Boom.
Good going.
Right?
Thank you, Taryn. Roxy.
Hi.
What do you think?
Yai.
Yai.
Well, I was thinking that if she hasn't already talked to the brother, if she's just mentioned it, to go ahead and talk to him. And if, you know, he gives pushback or if she doesn't want to go that route, she needs to talk to her husband. And the reason I say that is just because I had a situation. I was living with a family member, with my husband, and he was stealing undergarments. And so, you know,
he was stealing your underwear.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was a big, big problem. We tried to deal with it ourselves. And my husband was ready to leave me because he thought that I was doing something that I wasn't supposed to be doing.
You're encouraging him to steal your underwear.
Exactly. Yeah. Please take it. Please.
Okay.
Take it. So that's why I would suggest talking to her husband and kind of seeing what his stance is. And, you know, he chose her for life and he married her. And I think that that relationship, even though that's his brother, he chose her. He's her life partner and she should be able to trust him. And even if it's hard to talk to him, I think that he deserves to know before it gets blown up and then see if he can help her go from there.
That's cool, Roxy. But then the husband needs to be prepared for the rest of the family to turn on him then too. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's what we all went through as well when it got out to the family.
Did you ever get your panties back?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Well, I went and because we had found them in his room. Well, my husband did. And I took them and I threw them all away.
Yeah, that's
I was say, you can
like
keep.
They were. Yeah. There's I don't want you to keep them, but I don't want them back either. So
right.
Thank you, Roxy. Ew. Shelly.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that she should call out the brother-in-law when he does stuff, like when he puts his hand a little too low, say something.
Right when he does it.
Right when he does it in front of people. So, and even she could do it jokingly, like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with that, or hey, you know, and just so that then she sets the precedent that she doesn't like it. So it's not a first-time surprise when she does.
That's not bad. Get other people. That's not bad.
That was one of the things she kind of said. She's like, I'm ready to call him out in front of people. So that might be.
Boom. Not bad.
The thing that she needs to do. Thank you, Shelly. Appreciate it. This guy needs to go down in flames for it.
Yeah.
He's betraying his brother.
Yes. Good. Like, exactly.
Nobody's even talking. It's like, that's your brother. And you're trying to, like, even if you're innocently flirting,
idiot.
She's uncomfortable. You got to stop. If you guys got anything more diabolical that will hurt this guy more, we'd love your suggestions over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.